Proclamation number 3751, dated the April 24, 1946. Extent of divine love. Words do not suffice to express the depth of my love for you, my living creations, and neither do you grasp the strength of the spiritual bond which exists between me and you. As a result, I will not abandon you, irrespective of how far you believe you can distance yourselves from me due to your wrong direction of will. You do not recognize me, but I know what you are, and it is impossible for me to abandon you, since you are the product of my love, you are the creation of my supremely perfect will, hence you are divine in your fundamental substance, you are part of me myself. You are living creations which, having been originally called into existence in highest perfection, I must love eternally. And my love for you can never cease nor decrease, but only increase in strength the more you try to pull away from me. Anything that strives to leave me, will always and forever possess my love, and anything that voluntarily returns to me again will be permeated by the strength of my love, which I will never ever withdraw from him. I will never let any of my living creations fall completely, because my infinite love does not permit it. However, you are independent externalized products of my creative power, and in free will you determine the supply of my strength of love yourselves. But if you find the extent of my love for you inconceivable and try to imagine it, then peace is to enter your heart, for nothing can happen to a person who knows himself seized and sheltered by my love. Believe in my love, and you will already be happy people on earth, because it will certainly fill you with strength and blissful calm. I am with each one of my living creations, even if it does not call upon me, but a person with a kindled spark of love in his heart, who strives towards me as the eternal love on his own accord, can always be sure of my presence. He will draw me to himself, and I will never let go of him again. Believe in my love. Remember that everything you see around you only came into being as a result of my eternal love for my living creations, and that my love will not rest until my living creations' profound love unites them with me, because my love refuses to let go of them. The extent of my love cannot be made comprehensible to you, as you do not know this love on earth. But I tell you this so that you yourselves realize that you have been loved by your Father, by your Creator and Provider since eternity. And this knowledge shall give you inner calm and the kind of peace that cannot be disturbed as long as you firmly believe in my love. For then I will keep perceptibly close to you, and nothing can happen to you other than what will be helpful for the salvation of your soul, for the final unification with me. Amen.